I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Russian President Vladimir Putin decided not to wait until July 20th and yesterday signed the controversial Big Brother counterterrorism bill into law. Here's the thing. Slavic Gospel Association spokesman Joel Griffith says that law cracks down on missionary activity, stifles outreach, and creates a general concern for evangelical churches. Griffith says believers are praying for wisdom, for creativity, and they're hoping against hope. Would you be praying with them?
There are potentially very wide sweeping ramifications to this law. It just depends on how it is going to be enforced, and that is a very huge question mark. So there's definitely still a very valid prayer concern, and our prayer is that it won't be quite as draconian in practice as it seems in writing.
Our next story comes to us from the United Kingdom. Did you know that one of the largest unreached people groups is all around us? Becky Miles of Biblica says,
many people with learning disabilities in the church feel excluded with regards to the Bible because perhaps they have an easy-to-read language format, but the format is too distracting. So, for example, the font may have very ambiguous letters, or the columns make it very difficult to read and follow, or perhaps they can read the Bible, but they can't understand it and need help with comprehension.
So almost 2 million adults in the UK have learning disabilities. But Biblica's new accessible Bible provides the New Testament with special fonts, illustrations, and organization that makes for easier reading and comprehension. Do you want to learn more about this project, maybe how you can help make it happen? Visit us online at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Well, get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.